Yeah, I'm a Muslim. I live in this country, came in this country in 1961, been here ever since. Got married, and I have three grown-up children. They're also married. I have four grandchildren. They are all lovely, beautiful, and I'm a very happy man. It's absolutely wonderful. I really mean that. It's not just for this recording. That's off the record or on the record or whatever. I am a very happy man. I'm very happy with what I've got, and I'm very, very blessed. First memory of my father. Very kind man and very loving man. And I'm very grateful that he gave me a chance to be born. Oh, my first ever memory. I mean, father used to teach in Pakistan, and I used to go to the same school, and we spent a lot of very happy, memorable time together. We used to share the same bicycle, going from our village to the next village, where father used to teach English. And I used to be a pupil in that school. And I remember him being the most educated man in the whole village, apart from his friend, Mr. Butty. He was a headmaster at this school where we used to go. And father and him used to play chess together in Sargodha, a small village called Dungi. This would have been when I was, I'll say about between. I spent time studying with the same school with my father, but from the age of about 8 till about 15. Yeah, I'm nearly 70. He's a very, very religious man, very devout Muslim. He used to pray and used to make us pray, which we didn't like. And then when he came to this country, after many years residing in this country, he became a Baha'i, changed his religion. And Baha'is, I don't know whether you know about Baha'i religion, you can look it up on the internet. They don't restrict themselves to one particular. They don't categorize. There's only one religion. You can call it either Hindu or Buddhist or Islam or whatever. There's only one God and one message, and that's what they believe in. And you must always seek the truth without any prejudice, without any preconditions. And that's what he believed in. He didn't care about whether you were African or whether you was English or whether you was a Pathan or whether you was from the Far East or Middle East or anywhere, or from the Amazon even. But my father was very what's can I say? I mean, he lived in this country for many, many years. He done his own business. Then he left this country and then we followed him when he was only very young. And when I went to Pakistan, I was only 2.5 years of age. I was born in Birmingham, Sally Oak Hospital, during the war. I was a war baby, 1944. And then my mother and my sister was only 6 months of age. We migrated to Pakistan with my mother. I was two and a half, no, it was 40, 46, 47, between 46, 47. That's when the partition happened. And we traveled to Pakistan by ship, because it never used to be as non-stop flights then. You used to have to go by ship. That particular time, the partition was happening.
My
All the
gosh.
killings and all the uproar and everything happening. Anyway, we went. This is the whole reason we went to live with in Punjab with my father. So we travelled from England to Bombay, from Bombay to Punjab, because my father came back to work and live in England, and then I came to join him. I rest my brothers and sisters and the rest of the siblings, and my mother was still in Pakistan. And we came, I came with my father to, by myself from by aeroplane this time. And that was it. I came to London in the evening. My father was there to greet me and my uncle, and we came by train from Heathrow, London, to Snow Hill Station. Now, is it all right if I swear at these damn, what do you call it, planners who smashed that beautiful Snow Hill Station up? It was really, really beautiful. Same thing what they've done with the bloody library. You know, the library was beautiful. That was the icon and the heritage of this country. That was the beauty of this country when they all smashed it all up. I think the Germans did less damage to this country than what our city planners did.